What did you do to assure quality as well as quantity?
Yes, for the quality, we did a lot, because what we try to have, and this is a rule that we have in ICTR, they don't have in ICTY, the Tribunal for the Ex-Yugoslavia. We request 10 years of relevant experience. This was done, I think, in 98, something like that, quite early, because we had lawyers, very young people, coming without experience, fighting for nothing, aggressivity for nothing, no moderation in the request. It was just, you know, it was not sane. It was not sane. It was not sano. It was not something acceptable. So, in collaboration with the judges, and at that time, my focal point in the chambers was Eric Mose, the judge Eric Mose, who was vice president. And the president was Navi Pillay, or Navatan Pillay, who is now High Commissioner
High Commissioner of Human Rights.
Of Human Rights. Yes. Okay. She's a child. And so, I mean, two beautiful persons. And Eric Mose, so with him and other judges, the judges accepted to change the rules and to put 10 years of relevant experience. So what I was doing, I was writing to all the bars, asking, do they have experience? I changed the form. I mean, we try to really to have quality in the defense, because I believe without quality, only the quantity is not enough.
And did you also have occasional training programs for or sharing of experience among the defense bar, which is what you were in charge of?
Yeah, that is something we try to have some program for training, mm-hmm. for the lawyers and so mm-hmm. on. But also there we were in an impasse. Mm-hmm. In the meaning, you want to have people with 10 years of relevant experience. Relevant, it means, and nobody had relevant experience, because who has been dealing genocide cases anywhere in the world?
And what you mean by relevant experience is criminal law, defense.
Criminal law, yes. Criminal law.
Defense experience,
yes.
Right.
Mainly defense, but in criminal law.
Right.
So we try to have some trainings for the lawyers and so on, but we could not put any in place. We had some trainings. It was Judge Lattanzi, Professor Lattanzi, who after became also judge here. She came to Arusha in 97, 98 with some training, and she went also to Namibia for international justice and so on. But the tribunal as such, we did not have any training for the lawyers. That is something that we could have done.
Now, what other duties...
And I would like maybe, excuse me, just a point that I think is historical speaking is important. You see, when I was building... with the registrar, of course, that section for the lawyers, I was consulting the lawyers all the time for anything. They were sending me documents and so on. And the section of the lawyers in detention is the only section in the whole registry who never received the assistance from external consultants. I want to say that because we have court management section. They had very high people coming, like for example Vincent, who is now he was the registrar in Sierra Leone, in the court of Sierra Leone. He's now the registrar in the special tribunal for Lebanon, and they had very high people there. Witness protection from the States, we have very, very qualified people from the States. They came here, they were even recruited, some of them. So, you know, but what I decided myself with the registrar is we have to talk with the people. I mean, we have to discuss with the lawyers. We have people coming from everywhere in the world. We have so many different mentalities. You know, the way of building is different and so on. To call an expert, we are not going to impose one system or... So, but after I left the section, we call... A consultant, Judge Pollard, who made a report and so on that, yes. But it's the only section in the World Registry without any external consultant, because the way was talk with people, consult with people before anything else.